Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge. These challenges are meant to help us explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a really busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course. It'd be a great intro to what we're talking about in these challenges. We're talking in our series right now, called Reset, about how deciding to follow Jesus really resets a number of aspects of our lives. Our first week of the series, we looked at the big picture of how Jesus resets a life, and then we're looking at individual ways that Jesus does that. We've talked about how Jesus resets our goals. We've talked about how Jesus resets our use of time. And this week, we'll talk about how Jesus resets our use of money. Every week, we look at one topic at a time, but we look at it in five different ways. Monday, I introduce it. Tuesday, we explore the Bible and see what it has to say about the topic. Every Wednesday, we allow the Bible's words to challenge and transform our thinking. And every Thursday, we try to apply and live out what we've been challenged to do. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. And then Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we're starting a brand new church, a brand new Christian community in Ajax this year. Love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of this new community, not just online, but in person. Please get in touch. We're looking for team members who want to contribute to making this a reality, a new kind of church for busy commuting families. Now I wonder, have you ever had a moment in life when you've dramatically reassessed your priorities around money? I know for myself, I've had many of those, but having a child would be one of the top ones on my list. When we had a child, suddenly we stopped going out for dinner. We started buying diapers and wipes and things like that. Whole new budget lines appeared, other budget lines disappeared. Suddenly RESPs were added to the list of ways we could save. Suddenly we had to think about having a cushion around for emergencies, for the unexpected. Suddenly life insurance took on a new meaning. You can imagine the whole list of ways that having a child impacts one's priorities about money. Now these kinds of reassessment moments are not always happy moments. Sometimes it's a critical illness that causes us to reassess our priorities in life. We suddenly realize we're not going to live forever, and we need to pay more attention to some of our savings and how we're going to be able to care for our loved ones. At other times it's a divorce, when suddenly one mortgage becomes two, or there's suddenly child support or alimony to pay. Maybe back in the recession you found yourself tightening your belt, coming up with a list of priorities and canceling the spending that wasn't a priority anymore, while paying more attention to paying off debt or just keeping afloat as a family. Or maybe you recently got a new job and that caused you to reassess your spending because suddenly you could afford to pay off that debt or save a bit more or make that purchase that you'd been planning for a long time. Whatever it is, these moments in our lives that are big and important are usually accompanied by a reassessment of our spending and our saving, of how we budget and use our money. In those moments when we reassess our spending in light of some major life event, sometimes we realize, looking back, that we should have known better all along, that we should have been making better choices all along. I know that's happened to me throughout life, where I've suddenly opened my eyes and realized I made some bad decisions earlier. Or, wow, that was a good decision, even though I didn't recognize it at the time. The decision to follow Jesus in somebody's life is no different. Following Jesus is meant to be that kind of a moment where we stop and we reassess every area of our lives, including our finances, to see if our values are in line with Jesus' values, with Jesus' kingdom values. I've heard a quote before, I'm not quite sure who said it, but that our checkbooks and our daybooks often say more about our faith than our prayer books. Well, I have a question for you to consider today. What kind of life event could cause you to dramatically reassess your financial priorities in life? Why? Would that be a good thing or a bad thing? Well, have a great discussion with whoever you're working through our challenges with. I hope you'll share it with somebody. I'll see you tomorrow as we see what the Bible has to say about our resetting of our money and budgeting. Bye for now.